Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I don't know what else I can say in support of this bill that hasn't been said already, but there are a couple of remarks I'd like to make. That the people who are supporting this bill are the people. The first one is, I find it very interesting that people who are affected by the construction of these wind turbines, they're not windmills. Windmills are those little things with clapboard sides you see in Holland. This is a turbine. It's a machine. But I find it interesting that the citizens of the state oppose this construction because it degrades the value of the state for tourism, and it has potential harmful effects on the citizens. And then the other side of the table is made up of people who have a financial interest in this project proceeding.
Oh, please, please, please.
So the fight here is against the little guy, the taxpayer, who incidentally are supposed to run the state. The members of the committee are known as public servants. I would expect that the committee would make their decisions based on the actions and comments from the citizens of the state, not from the people wearing the orange badges. I am quite sure that you hear us here now, today, the people, but I am well aware that you have heard many times from the people with the orange badges. I want this state to prosper. I moved to this state so long ago, I bought 12 acres of land for $500 an acre. And the lawyer that did the closing hollered at me for jacking up the price of the land. I've seen a lot of changes in this state. I live in the North Country. I live in Whitefield on Bray Hill. I've seen a lot of changes. I've seen a lot of government waste. I've seen them put up guardrails on country roads that haven't had guardrails since the beginning of time. But now we have these bright, shiny guardrails. Obviously, somebody in the government decided, well, hey, we got free money. It's not free money. It comes from us. It comes from the working people. And anybody who thinks that the governments create jobs is wrong. What government does is siphon money from hardworking taxpayers. That's what happens. You want a good job? Get an education. So, I think I've made my point. This is the people against the big money and the foreign entities. It's our state. It's not their state. It's our state. It's your state. We want to protect this state. This is probably the most beautiful state in the entire country. I have been all over this country. I have traveled all over this world. This is where I want to live. I don't want somebody coming in here and destroying things. And I'm not directly affected by any of these wind farms, but I sympathize with the people who are. So please, look into your conscience. Make a rational decision. Those people with the orange badges and the companies that they represent are light years ahead of where the state is in its thinking about what has to be done. Give yourself the time to think, all right? Give us, the citizens of the state, the opportunity to have you investigate what's going on, to find out what's in the best interest of the state. Just because these people are going to pay tax money to the state doesn't mean it's in our best interest. It's like, please, just look into this. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to call on